President Donald Trump on Monday set a 25% tax on goods imported from Japan and South Korea, as well as new tariff rates on a dozen other nations. All of that could go into effect as soon as August 1st. With me now, Bloomberg White House reporter Josh Wingrove. Josh, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Josh, what triggered this from the president?
We've been on this road for a few months. You remember back in April, he did his Liberation Day announcement, announced a bunch of tariffs on about five dozen countries, all of which run trade surpluses with the U.S. He doesn't like that. And then the market freaked out. And about a week later, he backed off and paused everything at 10%. Now, the deadline, he set a 90-day deadline. Now, that deadline is tomorrow, and we've been waiting to see what would happen on that. Yesterday, he basically punted it another few weeks, saying August 1st, and now and sort of reiterated the tariff threat. Now, the questions that are outstanding are, will he still go through with this? It's unclear. He's saying he will and sort of opened the door both to other talks when he was speaking with reporters here in Washington last night, but also signaled that he was sort of losing patience with those talks and said he thinks they're basically done. And, of course, whether there will be another delay. So he's sort of inviting negotiations in the next few weeks, call it a bit of an overtime period for some kind of talks. But this is one stream of several streams of tariffs. They're still looking for deals. They've only got a couple so far, so coming up a bit short on that so far.
Well, he's inviting these countries to negotiations. He's also warning them not to retaliate. Is it likely that any will comply with that, or would they return in like kind?
They've been threatening to, but have held fire so far. And we saw this with the China-U.S. trade fight over the last several months, where China would ratchet up to match the U.S. and Trump would increase, and they go back and forth, and they ended up with tariffs of 145% on China. And obviously, at that point, basically nothing was moving. And so, we could see that sort of escalation again, I think in particular from bigger economies that feel like they could go toe-to-toe with the U.S. I think it's less likely that smaller economies. That's the other thing. A lot of these countries that we're talking about in this case, these five dozen, some of them are pretty low-income places. These are not places that have, auto manufacturing plants that are we want to bring to America or what have you. They're making, T-shirts and that kind of thing. So it's trickier for these countries to say, okay, we'll just build a factory in America to build these. Those are jobs that have moved away from the States, and there's not a lot of demand to bring those back. So it's a tricky one. I think a lot of those countries are just going to have to sort of eat the tariff, which is paid by the importers, in other words, Americans, but sometimes offset by lower prices by the sellers.
I'm speaking with Bloomberg White House reporter Josh Wingrove. So Josh, having said that, what could this do to some of the economic uncertainty we already have around the globe?
Yeah, I think right now the Federal Reserve is looking for certainty on tariff rates. This extension will delay that. So if you're sitting around waiting for instance, lower mortgage rates or lower interest rates, you might be waiting around a little bit longer as we wait to see where all these tariffs land. The other thing is that tariffs, historically will increase prices, of course. Some of this is passed on to consumers. We're already kind of watching that with tariffs that are in place, such as on cars. Right now, imported cars are facing a 25% tariff generally. And so the White House is arguing that this won't be passed on, that manufacturers will eat some of it for the privilege of going into the U.S. market. The history is sort of proven more in the middle, that some of this stuff is passed on to consumers. So it's a tricky one. But right now, the short version is tariff uncertainty is believed to be keeping interest rates at a higher level. And the question is, of course, will that sort of weigh on the economy? Also, and I don't want to drone on too much about it, a lot of American manufacturers build their stuff with parts imported. And so there's a risk here that too many tariffs hurts factories that are already in America. Of course, President Trump's stated goal is to bring more factories to America. So that's a needle they're looking to thread as well.
Josh, last question for you. How did the markets react to this announcement?
Not great, even though it was a bit of a pause. I think if these go in on August, we'll be watching that reaction very closely. Of course, the similar tariff numbers that he announced in August led to quite a lot of market turmoil. And so Trump has been trying to balance that, and it was the market pressure in particular on the bond market that led him to back off on April 9th. If they go forward with these levels on August 1st, it'll be interesting to watch. Will markets have the same reaction to the same numbers that they did 3.5 months earlier, or have investors shifted their expectations here?
That is Bloomberg White House reporter Josh Wingrove. Josh, thanks so much.
Thank you.